Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning? Y'all ready for some Q&A? All right, come on inside and say hi. Good morning. Good morning, Coach Judith. Speaking of the amazing Coach Judith, she will be in the chat today as per usual, and she will be typing in all caps to be able to see y'all in the chat. I am Coach Betsy. I am a no BS coach here. I'm proud to say I was the first full-time employee here at no BS after Corinne back in 2018. And so for you new members, you may not know who I am, but I've been around forever. I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board back in 2006, 2007. And I just knew there was something special about her and never left. And the rest is history. I'm now a coach here with No BS. My main job is to work in our private coaching program. And Coach Judith, if you want to post the link to our private coaching page, that's a extra option here at No BS, is that you can actually work privately with one of our amazing No BS coaches. Speaking of amazing No BS coaches, I also have Coach Lisa in the house, and I'm going to bring her up, as Corinne says, on stage with me to answer questions, because this is a Q&A call today. And so let me get myself back here. Let me pin myself here. I like to look at myself when I'm talking. So what this call is I'm going to teach you all a little bit about No BS Module 3, the No BS Weight Loss course. It's all about urges and overeating. I'm just going to do a little bit of teaching, and then we are just going to dive into questions. But what I really want you to save for me, Coach Lisa, and you know this, is specifically questions around overeating, around urges, around Module 3 of No BS, because that's what we're talking about this week. If you're choosing to do this with us, we're going through Module 3 as a group here in the membership. It's totally optional, but if you want to do that with us, you can just jump right in where you are and just dive into Module 3 with us. So I love this module. It's probably my favorite out of all the four modules, even though all of them are important and all of them are vital to what we do here at No BS. But I just, every time I listen to this module, and that's a good reminder for all of you all, I really highly encourage you all to listen to the No BS course multiple times. It's not like you just check the boxes off and you're done and you never go back to it again. I always learn something new. I always pick up little nuggets when I listen to the modules again. And I work here. I'm a coach and I do this stuff every day, but I always hear something new. So I really encourage you all to listen to No BS over and over again, maybe like once a quarter, something like that. And, you know, in between all the other amazing stuff that we do. So if you all have questions, just put them in the Q&A box. Coach Lisa will work on answering those, and then she'll save me some to answer towards the later part of the call. But right now, I'm going to do a few announcements, and then I'm going to just dive into some coaching, or not coaching, but some teaching around urges and overeats and things like that. So yeah, put your questions down in the Q&A box as we go. So if you are new to No BS, welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a good friend who says that. I don't know if y'all know about Toastmasters, but I'm in a Toastmasters group, and I usually go on most Fridays, or we have a virtual option. And so I jump on Zoom with them, and there's a guy on there that every Friday morning, he says, welcome, welcome, welcome. So that's my friend Tom. So welcome to No BS. Definitely right now, for any of our new members, if you have not made a plan today, a 24-hour plan, I want you to get off this call or grab your planner. I'll let you stay on the call if you have your planner within reach, or if you can run, go get it. But who has made their plan today? This would be fun. This would be fun to do. Be sure your chat is set to everyone so we can all see you. But who has all made a, y'all can do a thumbs up. Yeah, do a heart emoji down here under the reactions button. Lots of yeses. If you haven't made a plan, here's a more interesting question. If you haven't made a plan, who hasn't made a plan? And who has enough courage to admit it and tell us, Kathleen? Okay. Kathleen. Anybody else? Suzanne. Laura. Marla. Andrea. Okay. Proud of you all. I'm not going to call out all of you all, but I'm so proud of you all for just being honest with yourself. And I want you, now that you've said you haven't made a plan today, I want you to post in the chat and tell me when it's going to get done. Tell me your plan for making the plan today. Make it as simple as possible. Y'all, you only got to do the food part. It's not like we got to fill out every single question, answer every single question. Let's not get into perfectionism. Okay, Suzanne's making it right now. So y'all are going to go do it right now. Okay, I'll be here. And of course, this call is being recorded, so you can just come on back when you're done. That's amazing. So proud of y'all for just, that's how this works, y'all. That's how this works, where it's like, oh, hadn't made a plan today. Okay, back at it. Back at it is my new mantra for these days, where it's just three words, simple, sweet. There's no judgment. There's no, oh my gosh, I'll never figure this out. Oh my gosh, I'm a coach. I've been doing this so long and I'm still not making plans sometimes. No. Back at it. If that's the one nugget you take away from today. All right. So if you are new, I definitely want you to focus on the No BS Weight Loss course, making a 24-hour plan every day. Just practice making it, practice following it. And what I mean by practice is you're not going to follow it every day. And we're going to talk more about overeating here in just a minute. So in each of these Wednesday calls, these Q&A calls, Corinne is usually on here. I'm filling in for her today because she's meeting with some of the team in Nashville today. So each of these Wednesday calls is focused on what we are learning inside of No BS. So we're here every Wednesday. Usually it's Corinne. And this week's focus is Module 3 of No BS. So I've talked about that. If you only have 1 hour to spend on No BS this week, even just 30 minutes. This is for all of y'all. This isn't just for new members. We recommend you focus on the doing the new No BS weight loss course and getting those module 3 boxes checked. Y'all know about the check boxes on the website. You want to be sure and go onto the website and check those boxes under the No BS weight loss course. So, because you get a little fun certificate at the end. Who doesn't love a certificate? You can put it on your fridge or you can put it in your office. Get a little frame for it. So just check those boxes off and then you will get a little certificate at the end. Yeah, don't forget, y'all, questions in the Q&A. So if you feel behind or overwhelmed, this is for my behind, and this is my No BS women. And OBS women that are feeling behind and overwhelmed. Focus on your pathway. So inside the No BS course, in the little workbook at the very beginning, it talks about your pathway, whether you're a bottom line bitch, a moderation mama, or a deep dive diva. Y'all, most of the time, I'm bottom line bitch, like through and through. Where are my bottom line bitches at? You're not here to consume all the content. Okay. We always call ourselves the Netflix of weight loss. You're not going to go on Netflix and be like, okay, day one, here we go. Got to get all this stuff watched. Nope. You pick and choose. Now, a lot of times with Netflix, I spend more time looking at what I could watch instead of watching stuff. By the way, if y'all are not watching Dairy Girls, oh my gosh, it is hilarious. Who's watching Dairy Girls? So funny on Netflix. So you're here to lose your weight. You're not here to just consume content, which means taking daily action using your planner. And the number one daily action is making a plan. Okay? All right. So we are talking about the No BS course. You can find it on the main homepage menu under self-study resources, but also the No BS course has its own little tab on our website. So it's about time to celebrate here. I got to get a drink of water. I love all my bottom line bitches. I love all my Dairy Girls fans. Y'all, it is so funny. Oh my gosh. I'm all into the funny stuff these days. There's too much. I got into the drama. I was like, oh my gosh, I just can't watch one more murder. I can't watch one more somebody, you know, angry at somebody else. That show is so funny. So, okay. We have had 30 people join the Queen's Club this week. How amazing is that? Oh my gosh. Love me some Queen's Club. For you new members who aren't sure or don't know what Queen's Club is, it is our special little club that you get to join after you've lost 25 pounds or more, or you've gotten to your goal weight. Oh, we have a lot of members who come in, y'all, who only have 5 or 10 pounds to lose. And so if you get to your goal weight, then, you know, you are qualified to join Queen's Club. So it's not just 25 pounds. And also, you don't have to have lost all those 25 pounds with no BS. So don't overthink this. If you've lost 25 pounds or you've gotten to your goal weight and you're maintaining it, join the Queen's Club. You get to volunteer to get coached on a special call every month. And I think this month's Queen's Club call was last week. And then you just get to, you know, just get to like walk around and, you know, be a member of Queen's Club. It's pretty fun. So there's also a Facebook group for Queen's Club, Facebook subgroup, and just a few little perks there. So Queen's Club is fun. We also had 3 women enter the Century Club. I think y'all can probably guess what the Century Club is. It's our No BS women who lost 100 pounds or more. Amazing. Congrats to Carol Moreland, Marsha Gaston, and Jessica King. Oh my gosh. And thank you. Like, you know, all those names were very easy to pronounce. So Carol, Marsha, and Jessica. That's amazing. And finally, we also had 7 women reach their goal weight and enter the maintenance group this week. We also have a special group for our maintenance ladies. I'm in maintenance. I lost 70 pounds. I maintain a weight range of 145 to 155. I like to tell you all that just because all of us coaches and all of us No BS team members have different weight ranges. I'm 5'6". Some people ask me how tall I am, but it's not based on any BMI or chart or anything. It is based on this is the lifestyle that I love to live. And 145 to 155, that's where I want to live. Y'all, the Arkansas State Fair is in town. Oh, a corn dog will be happening before the week is done. And I can have corn dogs. I can have those really good nuts with the cinnamon on them. All of that. And maintain a weight range of 145 to 155 because I am listening to my body all the time. I'm planning totally realistically and doably, and I'm living the life of my dreams. I'm living the life I love. So, all right, let's get into talking about how to overeat and still lose weight. So I just remember Corinne said this one time, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Y'all, she has got I just get kind of choked up thinking about it because, oh, I'm just so grateful for her because she just knows how to put those words in the right order. And it just gets me sometimes. And she said one time on a call or something, she said, I would not have lost my weight if it had not been for my overeats. And I was like, wait, what? I think she's right. I think I agree with her. That, you know, for so long, I was doing mainly Weight Watchers, but I would dabble in a South Beach diet or did anybody do Bright Line Eating? Anybody do the 21 Day Fix? I was doing all of these things and I was really trying to lose weight and I was not succeeding. By thinking that I had to do it perfectly, that I had to not ever overeat, I had to follow the plan perfectly to lose weight. And so I was just going along like that, right? I didn't know any different. And so I was doing all of these diets and I was eating what they were telling me to eat. But the first time I didn't do it just right, the first time I made a mistake, the first time I had an urge and gave into it, what do? Quit. And so I know very clearly looking back now why that wasn't working for me. But what if there's a different way? There is a different way. It's not even what if, but maybe if you just want to open your mind up to what if there is a different way? What if it's just possible to lose weight in a different way? To lose weight while also continuing to overeat sometimes. For my fellow bingers out there, what if there is a way to lose weight and keep it off while also binging every once in a while? Y'all, I binge every once in a while. And I'm okay with that. It's just my brain going back to old habits. I don't make it mean I'm some terrible broken person. My brain just forgets that, like, we do something different now to deal with things. But every once in a while, I'm tired, or I just think, well, maybe that would help. And I just forget. But then I learn from it. I give myself some compassion and grace. I tell myself that it's okay and it's not that big of a deal. And I move on. Back at it. I get back at it. And that is what we want to talk about today. So I want to talk about discovery worksheets. I brought my little stack of discovery worksheets. The stack is actually much bigger, but I really wanted to give y'all this visual because I'm now a digital diva. And so I do my discovery worksheets on my iPad, and I got my handy dandy iPad right here, but it's just not quite as good of a visual. And I will never forget. Do y'all remember, those of you who've been around for a while, Jean, you might have been there. I know maybe probably Judith was there. There was a camp. I think it was the camp in 2019 when we were in the big tent in Nashville. What was it, Judith, right? This girl had lost like 95 pounds or 90 pounds or something like that. And she brought, it was Jen. Okay. Thank you, Judith. She brought all of her discovery worksheets, and y'all, it was like, you know, it was like this thick, but she brought 200 discovery worksheets. She said, y'all, this is how you lose 90 pounds. Was it 90 pounds? This is how you lose 90 pounds. You overeat 200 times and you get right back at it right afterwards. And probably at the beginning, she didn't even get right back at it. She may have judged herself and she may have thought it was a big deal and she may have kept overeating, but then she kept doing discovery worksheets so she could learn. So that's the importance of discovery worksheets. Okay, it was Jen Saya. Okay, I couldn't remember that it was Jen. 95 pounds. Okay. So how you overeat and continue to still lose weight is that you look at the thoughts that you're having, and that's what the discovery worksheets do. You look at the thoughts you're having about urges to overeat, and you also look at your thoughts that lead you to overeat. And so that's why we have the discovery worksheet, and then we also have the successful urge worksheet. I think those worksheets are equally important because they help us notice the thinking behind our urges. And then they also help us notice the thinking. Y'all notice what this is, right? Notice. I was on the call last night. And I was talking about I was Vanna. I'm going to be Vanna again today. You notice your thinking around your overeats too, your overeats and your urges. The relationship you currently have with your urges and your overeats, the relationship you currently have. All that means is the thoughts that you have. A relationship is thoughts in our mind about our urges and overeats, about other people, about ourselves. That's all a relationship is, y'all. And for those new members, we'll be talking more about relationships, you know, a few months from now. But that's all a relationship is. And so the relationship you currently have with your urges and overeats is going to determine if losing weight is easy for you or hard for you. I mean, tell me, if you're thinking of your urges and your overeats as not that big of a deal, part of the process, it's the way my brain works, old habits, it's my brain trying to take care of me in the best way it knows how, and then it just forgets that we're not doing that anymore. You know, like, I'm human. I'm not some robot or machine here trying to lose weight. I have urges. We live in a world, y'all, that I always think of like billboards with like Papa John's. y'all seen those billboards? We are surrounded by food and pictures of food and, you know, a beautiful hot pizza with that stringy cheese. Like, hello, we can't escape urges. So just understanding and normalizing that we're going to have urges because we live in a world where we talk about food all the time. Family gatherings and events are surrounded by food. So let's just work on normalizing that and just being okay with it to kind of take the temperature down a little bit. You don't have to go to zero overeats, just fewer than what you were doing to gain weight. Okay, this is where Coach Heather, got a shout out to Coach Heather. She blew my fucking mind a few months ago. I was listening to one of her calls and she was like, y'all could just plan your overeats.
Well, hello, everybody. We guess we'll see if Coach Betsy makes it back on the call or not. Can everybody hear me now? Okay, well, this wasn't my plan, but here we go. We'll see. Coach Betsy may or may not make it back in here, but for now, we'll keep going. So everybody, think about planning your overeats. Has anybody ever done that? That's right, Jean. Pivot like a motherfucker. Oh, thank you. About the hummingbird photo. So has anybody ever planned an overeat? We actually have a worksheet for that. Did Coach Betsy talk about the worksheet for that? Maybe Judith can find the link for that and post that in the chat, because I'm not sure if it's called the planned binge overeat. It is such a great exercise, and it's not just for binging. It's also for any kind of overeat, to plan it and to really think out, what is it I'm going to have? It makes you much more conscious of it. Okay, I'm reading some of the chat here, giving my self permission to overeat at an event. Yeah, you want to look at, do you like your reasons? Like, why am I planning this? Am I planning it to experiment? Am I planning it to learn from it? Exactly what is it that I'm doing? Yeah, planning can definitely take the temperature down on it. The other one Coach Judith just posted in the chat too is the F-It Foods worksheet. So that one is where we kind of step through eating something and really tuning into how much are we loving it or not loving it, after each bite. And sometimes you'll notice that that changes over time. So since Coach Betsy hasn't made it back yet, I'm going to go through some of the Q&A here for you. So Leah says, I make my 24-hour plan. I stick to the plan for my meals, but I overeat when it comes to snacks, especially between lunch and dinner, and usually eat lunch around noonish and dinner 6 to 6:30. Even when I think I plan a substantial snack, I still go overboard. What can I do to help me overcome these overeats? Well, I stick to my plan for most of my meals. So are you planning the snacks? You said I plan a substantial snack. This is where we really want to get into the doable hunger. Like, what is doable hunger at that time of day? Maybe you need to add something to your lunch to have your lunch last you a little bit longer. Or maybe we just stick to having that planned snack and paying attention to doable hunger, giving ourselves some kind of cue, post-it note. And then you can look at dinner and say, okay, on the days if I did go overboard, now what? Oh, there, Coach Betsy is back. All right, Coach Betsy, I will let you have the floor back. We can't hear you yet. You're still muted. I will let you have the floor though.
Okay. Pivot. You're awesome. You're awesome. I'm so glad I brought you up. So you've just been answering questions.
I answered a question. We also did discuss the worksheets though, the planned binge worksheet and the fuck it foods worksheet. So
amazing.
I'll let you back at it. Bye,
all
guys.
Right. Thank you. Okay, y'all. My internet just farted a little bit. So, oh my gosh, love it. Teamwork. Okay, so hopefully I'll be able to jump to finish this out. I was talking about the path to perfection. And I told my client there's no path to perfection here, right? There is no path to where we are never going to overeat again, to where we are just this, where there's just going to be some sort of perfect version of losing weight or maintaining our weight. We are always going to have urges and we are always going to overeat. So with that said, then, you know, okay, let's just keep going. Let's keep just rolling along. Let's just keep getting back at it every time we are human and we have an urge or an overeat and just keep on going. So that's kind of a good thing for this call today. No call is perfect either. So be willing to celebrate progress in order to keep yourself going. When you do a discovery worksheet, when you do a planned a successful urge worksheet, you just get right back at it. That's your progress. Like getting back at it is the progress. I told y'all my story. I used to quit. The first time I wasn't perfect, the day after perfect, as John Acuff likes to say in his book Finish, which is great for all of my no BS women with perfectionist thoughts, where he just talks about the day after perfect. What about that? We can go along perfect all day long, but then what happens when we make a mistake? What about the day after perfect? Are we going to get right back at it? Being in OBS makes you aware for the first time, so you have to teach your brain that it's okay. It's okay that we are human, that we make mistakes. All of this is okay. So, the last thing I want to teach you all, and then I will, y'all put some questions in here, because I see that there's not a ton of questions, probably because Coach Lisa answered some of them. So, get some questions in there. But y'all, I'll just keep on talking until we get out of here. So, but the last thing is start to break down your overeats in multiple parts. This was really fascinating to kind of think about. An overeat has a beginning, middle, and end. This is like a new thing that I don't know if this has been taught before, but you can always ask yourself, can I stop now at any point? In the overeat. In the chat, I want y'all to let me know who has stopped in the middle of an overeat, like recently. Give us a specific story about that. Who has stopped? I did yesterday. I was eating some pretzels that were not on my plan. I had planned to go out and go to Jimmy John's and get me an Unwich. Where are my Unwitch fans? All my fans I'm calling out today on the call. I was going to get me an Unwitch with some potato chips. Well, I decided to grab a few pretzels before I went to Jimmy John's and then grab a few pretzels after I came back home from Jimmy John's. And so, yeah, but then I was like, okay, I'm not going to like turn this into like pretzels to something else, to something else, to something else. I'm going to stop at the pretzels. That was win number one. And I'm going to stop eating the pretzels, right? I'm not going to go get the bag. I just grabbed a handful and I took them into the to my lunch with me. So that was a win right there that I wasn't eating out of a bag. All these things, it's like, it says here, allow yourself to be proud that you've left two Oreos behind. This is these really small wins, y'all. These really small wins is we could leave two Oreos behind. Our brain wants to close the loop. Our habit brain, it wants to be like, no, we got to finish the entire package so that like this feels like, so we can close the loop. So this feels okay. But y'all, every Oreo left behind is a win in my book. And so it's a win for me that I didn't go get the bag, that I stopped eating the pretzels, and I didn't continue to eat something else after that. So we can find wins every single moment of an overeat, even if we've already started overeating. So I love to hear y'all's stories and see y'all's stories. So we'll definitely save the chat so that y'all can read that, because I just think for a lot of you all, it's so important for you to read other people's stories and know that you're not alone and that you're not the only one who's experiencing all of this and working all of this. That's what's so amazing about our membership. And so, all right. So I see a few questions in the Q&A. So my last thing is what I want to call y'all to action. This is our call to action here. Be willing to investigate your next urge. Get prepped and ready. Download get a discovery worksheet. Get a successful urge worksheet. And so it's really be willing to investigate your next urge or overeat. Or both, right? I mean, all of it. Become the scientist. Get really just curious about this. I did my discovery worksheet this morning on the pretzels, and I know what was going on. I was feeling overwhelmed. I was worried about my coaching call last night, thinking, oh, I haven't done it in a while. I don't know if I'm going to do a good job. What if somebody comes in and says something and I don't know what to say and all this kind of stuff? And so I know what was going on, and I didn't want to sit with that doubt. I didn't want to sit with that self-doubt and that that overwhelm. But I got my discovery worksheet out, and I got curious about it, and I really kind of visualized myself and took myself back to that moment. And I said, okay, what would it have been like for me to have not gotten the pretzels, right? For me to have just taken a break, taken some deep breaths. Yeah. And that's how we're doing this. That's how we're investigating urges and overeats, is we're visualizing and thinking about like, okay, what could I do differently next time? Even though there's still going to be overeats and urges to come. And that's okay too, because I can always get right back at it. All right. So let me answer a few questions here. And let's see. Okay. So could I be saying it's okay too much? Like using that as an excuse to overeat? Yeah, Meredith, you absolutely could be. You really want to look at again, discovery worksheets, right? You got your, start keeping some really good data about when you hear it's okay. And then also look and see, are you losing weight? If you're not losing weight, then you're overeating more than you can to lose weight. Oh, I was going to tell y'all about planning the overeats too, Coach Heather. That's what she was talking about on this call that really blew my mind. Was she was like, everyone, if they keep really good data, right? And that's when I say data, I mean discovery worksheets, I mean your weight, I mean your plans and your assessments every week. You start to figure out how many times you can overeat each week and lose weight. Think about that. you start to figure out, again, if you're not thinking like, oh, I mean, some of you new members may be thinking like, oh, you could actually overeat. You could still overeat and lose weight. Yes. And so the beauty of our data is that we get to find out exactly how many times we can overeat and still lose weight. And so you really want to start collecting all that data so you can figure that out. And then, like, when you hear it's okay, you can ask yourself, like, okay, I hear that excuse, which is amazing that you're already aware of that excuse. And you can be like, okay, is this going to be one of my overeats? Because for some of y'all, it might be one overeat. For some of y'all, it might be two. So for some of y'all, it might be three or four. Everybody's a little bit different. There's no number. You have to figure that out for you. But it's this thing where it's like, okay, if I can overeat two times in a week and still lose weight, and I hear this, it's okay, you know, justification and excuse, is this going to be one of my two times? Tell me in the chat if anybody has kind of figured that out. Like how many times you can lose weight? I mean, how many times you can overeat and still lose weight in a week? And because that would just be interesting to see what the numbers are. So twice. Okay. Jean says twice. Eleni, how many times is it for you? It's probably going to be somewhere between like one and four or five. Yeah. And we know what the, for those, we know kind of the difference between an overeat and a binge, you know, if we're a binger. And so
well, you'd have thought that I went and like did myself up so I was ready for the next time. That's okay. Here I am. All right. Well, maybe I'll try to answer some of the questions that I think the questions disappear when Coach Betsy came back in. So she's not actually seeing all the questions that are in the Q&A. Sorry, guys, for the disconnect here. But all right. Question I have here from Annette. I'm having issues with nighttime eating. Ever since I was young, my dad had us eat before bed so we don't go to bed hungry. He did that a lot when he was young. We never had that issue, but he was so afraid we would wake up hungry. So now I think if I'm hungry before I go to bed, it's a problem. So how do I work through this? Anybody want to give us a very quick idea? How would you work through this kind of thought? Does anyone have an idea in the chat? I'll give you a second before I fully answer. Anybody? All right, maybe my chat's slow. So the four N's. The four N's is what we use for, that's it, Layla, yeah. Yes, the four N's. We use the four N's here, excuse me, to notice what we're thinking. We're thinking that it's a problem if I go to bed hungry. We normalize that. That's exactly what Annette did here, was normalized it for herself. She's normalized that, of course, my brain's going to offer me this thought before, if I'm like hungry before bed, it's going to offer me this worry. I was raised thinking it would be a problem if I went to bed hungry. Neutralizing it, first of all, it's just a thought that we're having. And the facts here, what are the facts? It's food at a certain time of day. That's a neutral here. It's just food. It's at a certain time of day. And our brain is offering us a thought about it. So then we work at next best thinking and we think, oh, or actions. I get to choose here. I get to choose. I'm either going to eat or I'm not going to eat. One or the other. And then I can learn from it. That's the big key here. You want to give yourself that opportunity to learn from it. Yeah, Leslie in the chat said, I'm always excited to go to bed a little bit hungry. That means I'm eating the right amount and not overeating. So that's something that Leslie's learned. We can all learn something from this. A lot of times if we have a snack right before bed, a lot of people are, then we feel, we don't sleep as well. We don't feel as good. So it can interrupt our sleep as much as it could help us, right? So really, Annette, you did a great job of normalizing this for yourself. And I think we tend to do that rather easily and don't always notice that that's what we're doing. So great job there. Okay. Next question. I can't find enough. I can find way too much, but I feel like that's way further than a plus two, which a plus two is a number, like you used to use a number scale. So now we call that enough. So I'm way past enough. And I feel like I feel the same between zero, which happens after taking a few bites, everything that comes after until I'm stuffed. Okay. So we're not feeling anything is what Stacy's telling us from the time she has a couple of bites until all of a sudden she realizes she's stuffed. I don't feel any signs, no sigh or sit back, nothing. I know it takes time and I'm a perfectionist and I'm feeling very unsettled. Well, yeah, I can see you're feeling unsettled because you're telling yourself this is a problem. What if we look at how maybe it's not a problem? We can just learn. Can everybody share in the chat what you have, like what your enough is? How do you know that you're at enough? Anybody have an idea? The sigh, that's one of them. Eating slower, yeah, we're looking for the perfect bites. We kind of lose a little bit of interest. Yeah. Sometimes people get distracted. That's it. Layla said that I get distracted. So yes, some great ideas in the chat too of stopping halfway, giving yourself 5 minutes to see, wait, are any of those things happening? And really dropping into your stomach to see, what does my stomach feel like? What's going on there? Physically, what does my stomach feel like? Because so often we're looking for our brain to give us direction. We're looking for our thoughts to tell us, oh, this is enough. Sometimes we just want to guess, and then we want to drop into our stomach and say, this is what that guess feels like. Okay. And then the other thing, Stacy, is be willing to be wrong. Is it possible for you to be wrong? Could you decide that it's okay if I get hungry in a couple of hours because I underestimated? That's the wrong we want to be. Not always the wrong on the other side, but it's the okay, let's keep pulling back. Keep pulling back. So hopefully that's given you some ideas on that. Okay. Could I be saying it's okay too much? Yeah. Okay. So I think Betsy talked about that a bit, like using it as an excuse to overeat. Sure. That Meredith posted this. And yeah, you may be saying it's okay too much. Maybe. Maybe not. That's kind of one that you've got to decide. That was, I think what Betsy was talking about just before she left this time was, notice how many times a week am I saying it's okay? 5 times? 10 times? Am I losing weight on those weeks? Assess that and see, maybe I want to dial that back. Sean says, my problem comes in after dinner. I start snacking and having a problem stopping. It's definitely mindless eating since I tend to just shut down my mind. Basically, it's a fuck it, winding down, end of day. Yeah, so again, it's not, I mean, so you're not really mindlessly eating. You're saying fuck it, and you decided this is how I'm going to wind down my day. I'm going to eat. So that's not mindless. That sounds like you're thinking it through and you're saying fuck it. So again, like we have some really great replays on mindless eating. We really want to, that's where we talk about the pause and permission, right? We want to stop saying it's mindless. Stop saying it's mindless. There's no benefit to anybody to say it's mindless except to give you a good excuse. Here's a free pass. This is just mindless. I don't have to think about it. 2, you want to start to hear the desire for the food. What is it your brain's telling you? Oh, I need to shut down. That sounds good. It'll taste great. 3 is pause and give yourself permission, right? Pause. Decide. Same as I think I answered somebody else. Decide, am I eating or not? Is this what I'm going to do to unwind today? Is that how I want to unwind today? You get to decide. And that 4 is deciding. If it's a no, I want you celebrating that. I want you acknowledging, hey, look at me, look at how I showed up today. I didn't eat. If it's a yes, then eat consciously. Do a discovery worksheet to see what else was going on in your day, to predict for next time what are the obstacles that might come up. All right. Okay, I've been listening to module 3 about 5 times, and I'm just not getting my brain to come up with anything that I understand. Okay, Bridget, maybe could you post what part of module 3? What are you trying to get your brain to come up with? What I'm wondering, Bridget, is if you have watched the newest versions of module 1 and 2 yet, because those are changed September 25th. So just about a month ago, those changed and they're very, very different. So if you haven't, please go back and watch modules 1 and 2. Oh, and can everybody still see me? Oh, there's Coach Betsy with us again. So I'll just finish this up. Bridget, you're going to go back and watch modules 1 and 2 again, and then let us know. Always make sure you bring it to ask coaches and if there's stuff you still don't understand, but be specific so we can really help you out with that. Well, Coach Betsy, would you like to unmute and join us?
Thank you. Thank you. A big old adventure today, y'all.
It is. Well, they're just, everybody's just so lucky getting both of us today.
I know, right? The amazing tag team. So if this happens again, then you know what to do, right?
I'm just going to block you out of here if it happens again.
I know, right? Do not let me rejoin again, but I'm going to try to finish up this call with
Go
y'all.
Ahead.
Okay. All right. So looks like we've got one question on there. I don't know if Lisa answered this question, but I'll just read it and then y'all put in a few more questions while we wrap up. But I apologize for the tech issues for sure. Okay. Yeah. And Judith's on deck too, if she wants to get on. Okay, y'all. Pivoting like a motherfucker today. My witching hour is 4 to 5 p.m. I'm hungry and ready for dinner, but I don't want to eat dinner before working out. I have a snack and then I'm not hungry till 9 p.m., which feels too late for dinner. I have been making the snack smaller and smaller, but still not feeling the hunger till 9 p.m. If I don't eat a snack and eat dinner at 5, I exercise too late and can't fall asleep. Additionally, I wake up at 3 a.m. hungry and it doesn't go away. Hunger pains stick around and keep me awake for 2-3 hours. Okay, here's the deal. I don't even have like a specific idea for you, but I have just kind of a general, and this is for anybody who has kind of a similar question like this, where it's like, okay, I'm eating, you know, like ahead of time, but I'm not really hungry. But then like, you know, when a meal comes, I'm not hungry yet. This is where, and this is all part of module 3 in OBS. This is where you become the scientist, right? Instead of the judge. So I want you all to go back and listen to that lesson. If you can, there's a question in there. Okay. Lisa, did you send me another question to answer? Okay. Judith, if you can post the link to that specific lesson in OBS, it's the judge versus the scientist. This is a perfect example of that, where it's like you are working on figuring it out. You said, if I don't eat a snack and eat dinner at 5, I exercise too late and can't fall asleep. So it's like you're really figuring out like, okay, what works for you? The answer for you here is to keep figuring it out. And that may mean that you've got to change your workout time. You got to change your sleep time. You got to change your eating time. Right? It's really looking at what your priorities are. And if you're really open and willing to figure it out, you will. And that's what being the scientist is all about, is, okay, I'm really want to figure out how to get my workout in, get good sleep, and also eat when I'm hungry and stop when I've had enough. What's the next thing I can try? Okay. So that's what my advice is to you there, Carolyn. Melissa, I joined in March and have gained 10 pounds. I can't seem to get myself into the program. I generally don't eat until 1 to 2. And then once I eat, I don't stop until dinner. Dinner is generally healthy. And then I go into nighttime snacking, failing at breaking the cycle. What are some ways I can refocus? I'm not working the program very well, so overwhelmed. Okay. First off, I just want you to normalize overwhelm. I got some overwhelm going on today too with my internet company. So just normalize that. You're learning something new. All of this no BS stuff is something new. So that's totally normal. But here's the thing. You said, I generally don't eat until 1 to 2 p.m. Is that when you get hungry, or is that just when you decide that you have time to eat? I think the next thing that I would try, again, if you are the scientist, is to practice eating a little bit earlier, because it sounds to me like maybe you're letting yourself get a little bit too hungry, and then that's why you're eating all afternoon. So maybe even just start to experiment with, like, maybe if I'm not like 100% hungry in the morning, I just eat a little something to, you know, so that I'm not just like ravenous when I finally do eat at from 1 to 2 p.m. Okay. So that's where my computer screen did something. I was like, oh my gosh, here we go again. But that's what I want you to experiment with. Okay. Is to eat a little bit, something a little bit in the morning, or maybe like mid morning, so that you can kind of experiment with, like, okay, I'm not just waiting until 1 to 2 to eat when I am just like, you know, ravenous. Or maybe even you're not ravenous. You think you like, I'm like, this is just when I get hungry, but there's something going on in that afternoon that's telling you, like, well, you know, there's some excuse going on where it's like, well, I didn't eat till 1 to 2, so maybe I can just keep eating. Or, you know, you want to get curious about that too. That's what this whole call is about, you know, getting curious about the excuses you're making to overeat. So that's what I would start with, and continue to go through the no BS course. That's all that your focus needs to be right now. All right. Let's see. How come my brain after an overeat thinks I've gained back all my weight? So weird. Overeat and begin believing I've gained everything. Oh, that's the most normal thing in the world. It's not weird. You're not alone. Your brain loves to make things very dramatic and very, like, you know, absolute. And so it loves to freak out after an overeat, like, oh, here we go. Slippery slope. One overeat. We're gaining all our weight back. And so it's like, you just recognize that and you normalize that. I'm gonna figure out where to point. You normalize that where it's like, oh, that's just my brain making a huge deal about this overeat, but I'm not gaining my weight back. This is one overeat. This is normal. Back at it. You take control. You parent your brain. Okay. And so, and it may not be helping you to think it's weird, right? Because that, I mean, weird to some people can mean like, I'm different. I'm abnormal. Other people aren't like me. No, you have a normal human brain that likes to make things very dramatic and very absolute. And so you just hear that and you're like, no, you use this part of your brain, the reasoning part of your brain. And you say, no, we're just going to get back at it. No, overeats are normal. I'm going to see what I can learn from it and move forward. All right. Let's see. I find I emotionally eat during lunch at work, especially when it is a harder day or emotionally exhausting. And when a coworker goes to Starbucks, I feel excited to order something, even if I bought my lunch. I work in a special ed preschool most days, so I'm being pulled from kids falling down or chasing them or separate the kids from fighting. And I feel just tired when they leave. How can I overcome the emotional eating? So there are a couple of things going on here, Melissa. You have a story around your work that it's very tired. It's very tiring. And part of that story is it's so tiring and it's so hard that I deserve to eat and I deserve to go get Starbucks. And, like, you know, I need some relief from this hard job I've got. But it's a hard job you've chosen, and you choose it every day when you go to work. And so that's number one, is you really want to think about your story around your work. It doesn't have to be rainbows and daisies, but it can be something as simple as, this keeps my lights on at my house. This keeps food in my kid's belly. So I'm willing to do it every day. I'm willing to get up and go do it every day. That's going to give you some relief right there. And then, you said, I feel excited to order something. For you, it's really thinking about, like, okay, am I willing to, you know, like, sit with the urge of wanting to order something from Starbucks? And, you know, and be okay with that urge and, you know, go on with my day. What if that one Starbucks is like the answer? What if you saying no to that Starbucks in like a compassionate, kind way to yourself is the answer to you losing your weight or not. That's the difference. I'm telling you what, I mean, I like me some Starbucks, but is it really worth it? But I think you kind of really thinking about your story around work will really help you. So do some journaling on that and like, what's the story you want to tell that just feels like a little bit better than this is so hard, the kids are you know, pulling me down, or I've always got to do this, whatever. Why did you do this? Why did you take that job in the first place? I like to remind myself of that, y'all. I mean, I love my work, but I got the same thoughts about work sometimes that y'all do. And it's like, but why did I decide to do this? And then I also think about like when I first started working here and I was leaving a job and I was so excited, I take myself back there. We all got to remind ourselves of why we do what we do every day. Okay. Let's see. Let's see, Molly, I'm looking at your questions now. And we'll do a few more questions and we'll get out of here. I feel that after my third or fourth urge in the afternoon, I lose stamina to keep doing the four ends or the busting urges process. So, okay. So you're aware of what's going on. You're probably thinking something like, I shouldn't be having another urge. Like, this is my fourth urge. And it's like, let's just normalize you having four urges in the afternoon. It's like, okay, this is what's going on. Let me practice doing the busting urges process again. If we don't make our urges such a big deal, they're just not a big deal. And they're much easier to allow and to sit through. I like to think of urges as a wave, like coming in and then it's going right back out. It's always moving. If we don't like, you know, like we can't keep the waves from going back out to the ocean. And so let's stop trying to do that. And let's just breathe through it. Do the busting urges process, but just not make our urges that big of a deal. That's what I think will help you. Okay. Last question. I lost weight with counting, calories, I'm assuming, 2 years ago. I since gained 12 pounds. I don't want to keep going up. So I signed up for No BS. So excited. And so much makes sense. I do well and the scale doesn't seem to move. I can't help feeling defeated. How do I change my thinking? You change your thinking. I mean, first off, you feel the defeat, right? I mean, you've tried to lose weight for a long time, probably. It's okay for you to feel defeated. It's okay. Your brain is like, here we go again. Another thing we're, you know, failing at. So you hear that, but then you come in with something new, right? You come in with a new story. I always said when I was, always talk about when I was losing weight, my big mantra that I always told myself was, I doubt it, but I do it. I doubted myself. I thought I was failing. I wasn't sure if it was going to work. But I stayed in action anyway. That's the difference between all the other times I tried to lose weight and this time. I kept going. For you, let's see, Melissa, that's the difference. Are you going to do something different this time? That was my other mantra when I was losing weight, and it still is. I'm just going to do something different this time. I'm going to keep going. Even when I'm not perfect, even when I make a mistake, even when I feel doubt, even when I think I'm failing, I'm just going to keep going. You said, I do well and the scale doesn't seem to move. Then you're doing well. It ain't working. You need to level up 1% from that do well. I don't know what that means exactly, but you want to look back at your data and say, okay, I kind of thought I was supposed to lose weight this week with everything I did. Let me look back at my data and let me find a 1% level up. And y'all, when I say 1%, I really mean 1%. A 1% level, like let me leave one extra bite behind this week and see if that gets the scale moving. That's you being the scientist. That's you focusing on 1% level ups and not ever quitting, y'all. The only way that you will fail at No BS is if you quit. That's it. I didn't quit today when my internet went out twice. And here we are at 11 o'clock. I kept going and you can too. That's the only difference between now and any other time that you have failed at weight loss. You just haven't decided to keep going until you figure it out. And you can, because there have been thousands of women here that have figured it out, and they can help you figure it out too. Okay. I'm going to end with that. What a fun call. I'm going to call it fun. And it's just been so much fun to be here with you all. Thank you, Coach Judith. Especially thank you, Coach Lisa, for pivoting and getting on here and jumping on. And we were just all an amazing little team here of coaches. And Corinne will be back, I believe. Let me look at the calendar real quick and see what's our next call. I believe it is on either Saturday or Sunday. And thank you, Annette. That means a lot. I pivoted with grace today, didn't I? Our next
Well, that's irony right there, isn't it? Our next call, just so everybody knows, our next call, I believe, is Saturday, I would assume. Do we have a call on Saturday? Oh, no, it doesn't look like we have a call on Saturday. So not until Sunday. Sunday, we have the weight loss coaching call. That's the one that you can sign up to be coached on. You'll see an email coming out to you this week, probably today or any day. So yeah, you'll see that. Sunday morning with Corinne is the weight loss coaching call. All right, everybody, make sure you take any questions to ask coaches, especially those that didn't get answered, because there was some confusion there. And we will see you all next time. All right. Next time, we'll try not to show you quite how to pivot as much as we have today, but that's all right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.